Hey, Brooks.
It is Basement Buddies.
I'm John.
I'm Brooks.
And we're buddies.
And we're in somebody else's basement today.
That's right. We're in a new basement. And we have our buddies, some kind of show.
Some kind of show's here. We got
what up?
Bob, Ziggs, Keith.
Hello.
That would be us.
From the past episodes.
Yeah. Biggity Bob's in the house.
Biggity, biggity Bob.
Biggity Bob is in the house.
Biggity, biggity Mike.
He made it.
Yeah.
And here we are. And I didn't lose Siegs because we showed up at his house. I didn't ditch him, send him off into
onto the west side,
the west Portland for fun.
If you didn't already know where I lived, I was going to send you a text, kept sending you the wrong address anyway. So.
He asked me.
No, did he?
Yeah.
You missed your chance.
Oh, I know. I should have fucking. Ah, dang it.
So we are doing a double.
What crossover?
Is this called? Bob came up with this idea.
Yeah,
it's like a spit roast.
It's a double no whammy crossover, no do overs times two.
That what he said. Exactly. That's the official name for it.
And here we are, double cast, and check out some kind of show.
Yeah, it'll be the same
already.
Episode.
Oh, dang! Don't listen to this episode unless you want to hear their intro, which we're going to record right now.
Entre vous and welcome to This Is Some Kind of Show. Thank you ever so kindly for joining us. We are three narcissistic assholes who firmly believe their inane banter and pedantic musings are of such quality the world can only benefit from listening. I am Ziggs.
And I'm Bob.
What up?
just right to fire right off the bat. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So we are doing a double whammy, no down, do over times two podcast, crossover podcast with the Basement Buddies.
Woohoo!
Who we have here in our studio. That would be Brooks.
What's happening?
And that would be John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
See, my nice. What's happening isn't the same without
your intro music.
Without, yeah, doesn't have quite the gravitas.
Need that oomph in there.
I don't even know how it goes without my regular intro music. What's happening?
Yeah, it went pretty well.
All right.
So here we are.
So here we are, and be interesting now.
Okay. So I went to the store. Actually, I haven't been to the store in a long time. It's hard. How are you guys holding up with all the stuff going on in the world?
Very little changing. Still going to the grocery store about once a week, but yeah. I work every day and wearing masks, you know, where I'm supposed to, and that's about it.
Okay. I'm disappointed you're not wearing your vest.
That's what I was wondering.
I'm so dead beat tired, I didn't feel like dressing up.
Oh,
tired.
Right.
Is that it? That was one of my topics I wrote down for the show.
Oh,
I have a lot of questions about your look.
I was expecting to show up here and have your mustache curly cute out.
You said you were too,
side.
Like you got clothes on.
He couldn't.
So you weren't
barely
that tired.
Barely.
You couldn't put one more layer on.
No, I could not.
That's too much to ask.
It's too much to ask at this day and time.
I imagine Siegs walks up to a bookshelf. Pulls on a particular book. It's the slides to the side. He jumps down a pole.
Do you have cameras in my house?
Down into the basement where he has all of his vests.
And mustache
wax.
Yes.
And is that it? Just
well, I don't have mustache wax.
Pretty much
those two things.
I have two Ecuadorian children that I kidnapped, and they do my mustache. When I call one lefty, one right.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. I was going to bring my mustache wax and donate it to you. So I tried it for a while, and it just, I don't know. It's not for me.
Yeah. It takes some effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
And certainly. Consistency. You got to keep doing it and keep doing it. Have you been keeping up with it in general? And today's just an off day?
Yeah, today's just an off day. I literally.
Dude, you knew we were coming over.
Which is why I didn't care.
Oh, fuck.
Breaking my heart.
Yeah, he knew you were coming over. Fair enough.
That's only for when you leave the house for important folks.
Pretty much, yeah.
But
I like.
You have to get through the ridicule.
Oh.
So you got to do it consistently.
That's true.
Otherwise, if you do it sporadically, you're going to get ridiculed every
single time.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
It's a solid.
See you next time.
It's a solid.
This is me feeling really bad about it right here. Yeah. I just got him crushed. Yeah, wait. We grab a beer.
Tears
beer.
Running down his face. It's pathetic.
You got to get a solid 3 months of doing it. So
yeah,
then we can understand. Like this beard, now I fit in with the other podcasters in the room.
Oh, I was going to say, you've got in addition to your 4 foot hair, you've got beard going on.
Well, it was, you know, it was quarantine time. And
you had to stick your fingers in a light socket?
So I couldn't, the government wouldn't allow me to get a haircut. That's what I've been telling everybody. And so I just let it grow. Grow and grow and grow, and my facial hair, since I wear a mask at work, and we don't allow beards at work. So I've been secretly growing this underneath.
It's just mouse-shaped.
I specifically asked my wife. I asked her. I didn't tell her because this is the 21st century.
Damn
right,
it, John? Okay.
Right, John.
What? Look over to John to make sure this is.
I'm not your wife. I don't care.
I'm just making sure. John always.
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay,
be a terrible husband.
Well, doesn't matter to me.
Well, I have to ask Brooks, does your ankle hurt after putting your foot down so hard?
Oh, sorry. Oh. Never. She puts her foot down. I just ask her if it's all right. So I said, can you make a mask a little bit bigger to cover my beard for me? And she said, sure, honey.
Oh, that's sweet of her.
And that's sweet.
And she likes how it feels.
The beard? It looks good on you with
between
the
beard. Between
her legs. Oh, nice. She doesn't listen, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. You no longer look like you're like 24 years old, which is nice.
I don't know if I can go back.
Yeah?
Oh, really? Not sure if you can go clean shaven again?
I feel like I'm way more cool looking and sophisticated. I'm fitting it. I mean,
well, you're in a company of four other bearded guys, so you're not going to get a lot of pushback on that.
Right? And I look in the mirror now, and I don't notice my double chin as much. Yeah. Or like when I turn my phone on.
That is a plus right there.
A lot of head nodding around the table. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's awful. Like, have you shaved your beard, one of you guys, since you started growing?
Bobby did a while ago.
I did like 3 years ago. It's the first time I'd shaved my beard ever.
Yeah.
Because I look like a prepubescent girl until I was 22 and had a real beard.
All right.
And once I had it, so 2 years ago, I shaved it for the first time. And I will tell you, worst decision ever. Yep. I hadn't known. I hadn't seen my chin in 19 years.
Wow.
I still have a chin. I have lots of them, it turns out.
Right. I'm afraid I'll look old as shit under my beard.
Yeah, well, Bobby kind of looked like comedian Jim Norton if he was on his deathbed.
So it was a compliment.
And bloated with fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I just figure I'm not doing anything different at this point.
This is it.
Yeah, I don't think I've shaved since middle school, really. I've had different iterations, like when I was in middle school into high school, kind of had this little mustache and soul patch, and then it turned into the padlock. I did that for a long time, and then it's just me now.
I went goatee for a long time in high school because I couldn't quite grow a full beard. And then,
I might someday go back to the padlock, but I'm definitely keeping the chin and mouth thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to have options, you know, as a man. You're like, well, my face sucks, so let me just grow a bunch of hair.
Well, men have so few options in life. It's good that we get this one thing.
Yeah, I know. It's rough being a white male.
It is. God, so hard.
Just my face sucks. I'm just going to cover it up for a while. That's so
funny. I'm kind of hoping that this whole COVID thing just keeps going forever. So I could just keep wearing a mask at work. Maybe I'll just pretend like 10 years from now, I'm really scared of germs.
Just, you never get rid of it. Yeah.
I mean, that's half of it.
Yeah.
Is just, and like, so half is having a beard under here. The other half is making people feel like I care about them, making them, you know, given the appearance that I care for wearing a mask.
Oh, you're being courteous.
Yeah. I'm being courteous to them.
Sense. That's what that looks like.
But that, So, I mean, that's all it takes.
So if you were to be caught or somebody found out, what would happen? I mean, would you just be talked to?
They hit the beard alarm on the wall.
Get him. And a razor pops down from the ceiling.
The room fills with Barbasol. Just
no.
They fucking tackle me.
Somebody dressed like Sweeney Todd comes out and...
So I don't think UPS in Portland could really bust your balls.
It's
too
weird
much.
To me that that's still weird. That level of uniform in a civilian job. Like, it's not like military. You know? It's like you're a fucking UPS driver.
It's just old school, right? I mean, it just takes a while for those things to change.
I can get a doctor's note.
Oh, yeah?
This is a medically necessary beard.
This is my companion beard. what do they call them?
Comfort
beard?
Comfort beard.
Yeah. Emotional support beard.
There you go. That's an emotional support beard.
I don't know. Do I just go to a doctor and be like, write me a prescription for this beard that I already have? And then they say,
We don't work at your job, so we don't know what you have to do.
Well, how do doctors work? Do doctors like getting told what to do? Bob, you used to be a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Before you lost your license for writing too many prescriptions for beards.
For beards. That's exactly how I lost my fuck job.
It was a big crackdown.
You got any friends that can hook me up?
No.
No, damn it.
Although, is UPS okay with tattoos and whatnot showing?
Here's the thing. I just get in as I get it. I show up for a while with my tattoo covered up.
Uh-huh.
and then slowly I uncover it and see what happens. This is how I live my life.
Right.
I'm careful.
You are such a rebel.
I'm careful, and then I slowly like, what do we got? You guys care? You guys? And then I'm just like, all right, fuck it.
Fuck it. No one yelled at me. I'm good to go.
But, well, yep.
Well, so, go ahead. I was going to say, see, you're probably used to wearing a mask being a welder, right? That's part of your job.
Sure.
It's different.
I mean, I wear a hood and I wear all sorts of other garbage and crap, but the mask only if I'm, there's certain materials I'll throw one on if I'm working on, but for the most part, it's
like galvanized or something.
Yeah. Or like, we have a cast aluminum bases. If I play with those, it's just dirty, nasty powder all over the place. And for that, I'll wear a mask. But
do you have to take cast things, aluminum?
Every once in a while, if it comes back and it's missing a piece, I have to use some shitty rod to get in there and just to try to cover it up.
Oh, interesting. What type of welding do you do typically?
TIG.
TIG? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. The man's welding.
But the hood comes down from the face down, so it's not like...
Yeah, no, it doesn't cover my mouth anyway.
It's not
anyway,
covering...
Yeah.
Or it covers it. Does it cover that
well,
part?
Well, I mean, it's not close. It's like two inches away from my mouth.
So it's not like suffocating you.
No,
but
no,
you're
no.
not... You don't put on respiration protection?
For the most part, no. I don't work with anything that really requires it.
Okay. So there's not fumes or anything you're worried about?
No, I don't really deal with fumes.
Okay.
No, but yeah, time for a cigarette break. He's totally afraid of those.
Oh, I see.
We had OSHA came through and did like snorkel testing and all that. Nothing was ever in the limits bad enough to justify it. Yeah.
Yeah. When I worked in a powder coating place, we had to get tested.
Oh, I'd imagine that would be, yeah.
And one time I was at the eye doctor and they took a cotton swab and wiped on my eye and they go, hey, there's a bunch of paint on your eye.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. They're like, does it hurt? I was like, no. They're like, okay.
And that's how you got blue eyes.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, you know, that it's dust and it just gets fucking everywhere. And I'd wear
a respirator.
Yeah, well, I'd wear a respirator and it would creep up and you'd still get up in your nose and it gets in everywhere.
So,
and
John,
blow
are, you,
out, like, yellow
are you having boogers. To wear a mask at your work? Are you still going into your job?
I'm still going in and there's only two of us.
Uh-huh.
So we just keep it clean and we don't kiss anymore. So it works out.
Well, that's a shame.
My boss and I.
That was hard on you.
Well, on the lips.
Okay. And, semen doesn't transfer.
No, COVID. No, that's fine.
Okay.
There's nothing. I mean, there's other stuff in there.
Oh, well, he's safe.
Yeah, he's safe.
Do you guys, Keith, do you guys require masks on the floor?
No. I think we're kind of approaching it as if you can maintain 6 feet, then that's not the mask.
Yeah, that's where we're at, you know. And there's nobody there. You know, we're not touching each other or getting in each other's space ever, so it's pretty easy.
Sounds like a boring job.
My job?
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch each other or get in each other's space.
No. I don't want to.
Can't. Oh,
I prefer to just be alone all day, actually. I mean, I like people, but not when I'm working. Like, fuck off.
That's where I'm at right now. They shove me out in what they call the barn.
Yeah.
And I'm out there just doing my thing, and I don't have to worry about anybody poking at me or talking to me.
Yeah,
or anything.
I'll just chill and do my work and go
you're
home.
Hanging out on your phone, just fucking around.
Oh, totally.
Angry Birds all
catching
day.
Catching Pokemon. That's
it. Yep, Pokemon
oh, man,
all the
you
time.
You made sure that that barn is right next to a Pokestop, right?
I did. Oh, I made Keith move it four inches to the left.
Oh, shit. Keith is the boss. I forgot.
So it's not a literal barn. It's
no,
like
it's like a giant four-car garage or basically looking thing.
Yeah, it's like a metal shop.
Okay.
You know, metal-walled shop.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the powder cutting joint I worked at was, you know, powder coating, it needs this oven, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like 400 degrees to bake on the powder coat. And the booth we were painting in was up like 4 feet next to the oven, and we were in a big tin shed, and it was just miserable all
that
summer.
That sounds terrible.
Horrible. Yeah, you're wearing that white jumpsuit, you know, with the respirator, mm-hmm. and you're just sweating buckets like crazy all day long.
I have to drop some stuff off to a place that we get powder coating done, and I walk in there and just see the people just... They look like death warmed over on a soda cracker, and they're just covered. And
you're working next to an oven all day.
Yeah, at least and if they do pull horribly. Off, you get that the line of where all the stuff is. Jeez.
The best part though is in the winter. You cruise in, so you can toasty. Walk into the oven. You know, it's just an open door, and you're instantly as toasty as you want to be. It's great. It's the best feeling. And you can hang out, and it's like 400, 450, depending on what you're painting. You can actually hang out in there for a while. We would have parts fall down, like, in the back, and you could run in really quick and grab them and run back out.
Do you ever just bring, like, your lunch, like a Totino's pizza?
No, we baked pizzas a couple times.
Oh, nice.
It's not great, because those ovens aren't super clean, but we did it a few times just to see if you could.
The doctor was like, there's pain on your tongue, John.
Yeah. You're not supposed to eat it. Don't tell me what to do.
I want to see a bunch of the big racks, the hooks on it that you put stuff on. I want to see a bunch of chickens hanging off of there.
Oh, that's a good idea. It goes through the chemical wash first, gets all that gunk off.
You get rid of all the feathers that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it plucks them for you. I actually fell asleep in the dry-off section, which is like off of the oven. I was taking a break, and I'm like, let me just lay down here. And I found the perfect zone where it was like 110 degrees.
Oh, you're so dry, though, after that?
Oh, it was great. Cleared up my sinuses.
So today is my last day of vacation. I'm spending it with you guys.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, what a waste.
I made sure. We did it this. I came home from my trip to...
Disney World?
What is it? Running? It's outside of Klamath Falls, Oregon. Like, you were down in Lapine?
Yeah. Yep.
So I drove through there to get... And it was like, what were you doing down in Lapine?
Motorcycle camping.
Motorcycle camping?
Yep. Driving around super fast.
And you just hadn't... I've never been down to that part of Oregon. And it's pretty sweet.
It's the best, yeah. It doesn't get any better than that part.
That's like eastern Oregon, kind of, right?
I would consider it central. So we're probably... Yeah. Okay. Lapine's like 30 miles outside of Bend to the south. Okay. And then Klamath Falls is probably, what, another 100 miles?
Yeah, another 100 miles down.
Yeah. It's south of Bend, though?
Yeah, south of Bend. Okay. Did you make it to Crater while you guys were down there?
We went to Crater Lake on Friday or something.
That place is amazing.
Hit us up with Crater Lake facts.
Crater Lake.
Now.
I want 10.
It was either a meteor crash there or it was a volcano.
It was a volcano.
And I've been trying to convince people it was a meteor.
Nope.
No.
And by people, I mean my 7-year-old nephew and my 8-year-old son were having a discussion about what either it was a volcano or it was a crater from a meteor. And I'm pushing. So you're saying it was a volcano?
It was, yes.
It was a volcano. Well,
how do you know, John? You weren't there.
Oh, good point.
Shit, you got
gotcha.
Me.
You know what? Maybe it was a meteor.
Science.
You've been brooked.
Just got brooked.
Brooked?
Yeah, okay.
What's the name of the island in the middle?
Wizard Island?
There you go.
Crater Lake Island.
Nice.
No, somebody named it Wizard Island.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Fuck yeah. I want to get out there.
Like, I think you can. Can't you go down there?
You think that's where they banished all the wizards?
Yeah, probably.
I think they burned them all.
Yeah, there's like a boat tour that you can take down there.
That's cool.
To see the wizards?
Yeah.
Fly the drone over there. That fucker ain't coming back.
Oh. Yeah.
Just blue.
Yeah, deepest lake or one of the deepest freshwater lakes?
I think it's the deepest freshwater lake.
Well, Lake Baikal is freshwater, right? That one in Russia?
I
think
don't know.
That's the deepest. I think it's
maybe
might
it's
be
in the
Oregon.
U.S.
Yeah.
Well, how deep is Crater Lake?
It's like 6,000 feet deep or something like that.
No shit.
Brooks? Help me out, dude. I haven't been there like 15 years.
Dude, I don't learn anything when I go places. John, you know me. I'm just present, man.
You got to read them plaques.
Fuck. Reading? Plaques?
Yeah.
What part of vacation did you not understand?
Sorry. I take different vacations.
I look around and I just am in awe of the world.
Yeah.
So I went on the way down. We went down through the Indian Reservation, Warm Springs, which
Yeah.
And there was like in the middle, probably 20 miles from Warm Springs. We pull up and there's a cop car and like 10 cars and a little brush fire on the side of the road. And the cop just blocked off the road. It had just started. So we had to turn around and my wife goes, oh, I think there's this side road that goes through the desert. And I think it looks like it'll go through.
No, was she looking on her phone?
She was looking on her phone.
Okay.
Like it's the main highway going to where we're headed.
Yeah.
And to backtrack was probably another 60 miles or something like that. They closed it right there. And I'm like, well, we're on vacation. We got no... What are we going to do? We're either going to sit here...
We can go die in the middle of nowhere, sure.
Well, I didn't think about that at the time. Fire spread. You guys know this?
Yeah.
No shit.
So we just go back about a half mile and turn off onto some gravel road. And... We come up to the sign that says no trespassing, like, keep out, blah. And I pull over. There was, like, it's just a one lane, just gravel road with boulders and sagebrush on both sides. But there's enough room to turn over or pull over. And this, I'm like, oh, I don't want to. My wife's a rule follower.
Right.
So with her in the car, I'm like, if it was just me, I would go. But then another truck pulls up next to me. And
do you hear banjo music?
And and he goes,
you got a pretty mouth, boy.
He goes, are you going to go? And I'm like, I'm not sure. It says no trespassing.
I'm chicken shit.
And he goes, I'm going to risk it.
Nice.
And I was like, cool, I'll follow you. I was always the kid that would be like, okay, I'll be behind you doing the exact same thing you are, but right. When shit goes down, I'm out of here.
So while you're committing the felony, I'll be running away.
I will right. also be committing the same felony, but they'll grab you and I'll just take off. Does that make me...
No, I agree. I do that when I'm driving. I'm always careful to have one person slightly faster than me, like in traffic.
Oh, yeah. Find a line leader is what I used to call it. As the one guy who's like leading 70 guys behind him at 70 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And the minute you see the cop, everybody else slows down and he gets snagged.
Yep. Like, that actually fucker. Just happened like last week. I was coming down 26.
Fuck yeah.
And I was going 75 and I made sure there was a guy going 80 and... Sure enough, cop nailed him. I was like, ha.
But that fire, we were on the other side of it.
You made it past?
No, like... we were already camped and heading home. So we were heading out 26 towards Madras, and there was like this quick little blurb saying, you know, wildfire on 26. I'm mm-hmm. like, huh, maybe we won't go that way.
Yeah.
And we just kept going up to the Dalles.
So nice. So we
totally missed it.
So we were on this road, this gravel road that wound through the desert for an hour, going about... 5 miles an hour. Every once in a while he would stop and move a boulder out of the road. And then like one time he was stopped for a while, and I walked up there and there was this massive like 300-pound boulder that we had to like push off to the side of the road to make it through. But it's like, I don't know, maybe nobody just ever drives down that road. I was really worried that we were going to make it through, go through all this stuff, and then hit a fence.
Yeah.
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 Like,
you just go through it at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you could see the highway, I would.
I was just ready to be like, all right, we might have to, Jamie, we might have to bust through this gate here.
Yeah.
Were you able to see the highway from the whole trip, or did you go way off?
No, we're down in this canyon, there was like some switchbacks up the side of the canyon, and I had my phone out. I started getting a video, and my wife, like, yelled at me because she was freaked out. We're like, it's a straight up,
should pay attention.
It's like 3 feet and then just a cliff that drops whatever 150 feet down as we're going up this switchback. And I'm like holding the phone out the window, driving and talking. And she's like, brother! I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
So fun putting your whole family in danger.
I forgot about it. I forgot I had a family.
They'll remember that.
You're in survival mode.
I was going to say vacation adventures, though. Like those, like if you'd just driven straight, that part of the vacation wouldn't have been anything but the drive.
Right.
Most of my awesome vacations are when terrible shit has happened.
Yeah. I can, yes.
It's definitely the most memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just got to be prepared to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
People who can't roll with things are I'm always really ready difficult to roll to with on vacation. So, Keith, you went camping out of your bike. Was it just you and the old lady, or you bring everybody?
No, it's just me and my wife do that part of it. Yeah.
And both the kids. Just all,
and we got a couple of
him, his wife, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the wife, girlfriend.
That stuff is so
her
fun.
Her boyfriend.
But yeah, it's definitely not. Well, the buddy of mine brought his daughter with him, so they were camping together. But
yeah,
it's fun, you know. That's probably... You know, you guys are pretty cool, but that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Is motorcycle riding and camping.
Your kids are older, right? How old are your kids?
Yeah.
They're like teenagers.
16 and 13.
Okay.
I probably fucked that up.
Do you think they'll get...
Sure. Please.
Can you get me one?
Whatever.
Do you think they'll get into, or do you want them to get into motorcycling?
Maybe
you
that'd
guys
be cool.
Could go on a trip.
So I got, you know, my motorcycle's a giant, right? It's mm-hmm. this big... You know, it's 1,000 pounds. It's huge. And my daughter's totally into trying to drive one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, do you need your license to get a motorcycle endorsement? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
You kind of do. but I was like, we can get you a cool little bike. She goes, I want, like, I want to ride the big bike. Like, you gotta work. I mean, it's not that she couldn't, you know, she's tall, but it's a heavy bike.
Yeah.
How long have you been riding for?
Oh, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 years now. I don't know, something in there.
Did so you start? When do you decide to be a bike guy?
I started on a scooter.
You call them cycle bikes, right? That's what my daughter calls them.
Cycle bikes?
Cycle bikes.
Keith's beard popped in, and all of a sudden he went, I need a Harley.
Fuck, I got to buy a Harley.
And I was just like, are these keys?
Keys it's in the my garage. Beard.
Holy shit.
Started on a scooter, and I was like, well, this isn't fast enough, and it's dangerous.
Was it like a legitimate moped scooter? Or
yeah, like a Vespa?
Nice. Yeah, like a Honda Ruckus, actually.
Oh, cool.
A Ruckus.
Yep.
They have those kind of long... seats? Is yeah, that what I'm talking
they do.
About?
Yeah, yep.
It's a good name for a scooter, to be honest. I like the idea.
Yeah, it was cool.
Ruckus.
It was kind of, it had camo on it, but so I got that, and the insurance was like, well, we're going to drop you from our insurance because you don't have a motorcycle endorsement. I go, well, that's cool. I'm not on a motorcycle. And they go, that's just the rules. It goes over 45. You need an endorsement. So I took my motorcycle test on a scooter and passed.
That one at PCC?
Now, before, you could do it at just the DMV at this time, but now you have to go through the Team Oregon class.
Yeah.
But, and then I just gradually went up. I got, next was a Honda Shadow, which was like a 750.
I actually looked at those. Yeah, those I wanted to get into that a few years ago.
And then I got my first Harley after that, which was a Sportster.
Okay.
And then I just started getting bigger and bigger, and then I just bought the biggest thing you could find.
I hear there's like... people that have always wanted to ride motorcycles, whatever, haven't. And then when they hit 65, they go out and just buy the biggest, beefiest bike ever, like never riding anything.
And they're imagine harder to drive.
And they immediately
it's a nightmare.
And then they just die. Or their wife says, no, you can't do that anymore.
And there's you can always find a used giant motorcycle with like 3 miles on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because some fat 65-year-old guy like me.
He's like, this is what I want. And then you ride it and you're like,
fuck, it's hard to ride.
Yeah.
Actually, I got a dash cam for Christmas from my wife. And I've been waiting for something exciting to happen.
Have you hooked it up yet?
It's been hooked up for a long time.
Oh, cool.
And just
let's go to the tape.
Yeah.
I have it on my phone. I'll show you later. But on Thursday, I watched a motorcycle eat shit on 84.
No shit.
Right in front of me. He was going too fast for traffic. You know, and we're kind of going around a curve where traffic naturally slows down, and he locked up the front wheel and ate shit, laid his bike down, and he's wearing shorts.
Oh. Meat crayon.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. He wasn't all
meat
chewed
crayon?
Up. Yeah.
That's a visual. That's terrible.
That's a very upsetting subreddit. Meat crayon. And he got up and his bike wouldn't start.
Weird.
Just went on the shoulder, and I was just sitting there waiting because, you know, I'm not going to help.
You honked at a motorcyclist.
Just flipping him off.
Yeah, I just laid on the horn. Get up, you pussy. But he waved me on, and, you know, I don't know. He's probably dead.
Yeah.
I dropped mine before.
Have you?
Like, laid it down?
Well, I wasn't. I was just backing up into a campsite, and I didn't notice that, like, the paved area went off, and the second my rear tire hit that, that just went straight down. Yeah. Couldn't even slow it down.
So because it weighs a lot, right?
Yeah.
A couple,
it's what, with nothing on it, pounds? It's 980.
Oh, jeez.
Just sitting there.
You just have to have it perfectly balanced. Yeah. Any, like, 10 degrees
if
one way or the
past,
other, you're like, all right, it's going down.
It's just going down.
See, I don't ride motorcycles, but I've known enough people who have that I know if I were to get into it, not to jump into a big, like, get something small and manageable and work my way up. It's like that I've learned watching other people and hearing other people. I know for a fact I would not be the kind of person to jump.
Well, what's
right
unfortunate
into.
Is how quick you get used to it. So it's like, you know, when I first got the Honda 750, I was like, this is a giant, massive motorcycle. And 2 weeks later, I was like, wow, I wish it went faster and was a little bit bigger. You know, it just, you get really used to it.
Yeah.
So, but it is, I think I probably did it the best way you could is kind of stepping up into
how many steps do you think you went through, like from Ruckus to where you're at now? How many bikes in between?
Three or four.
What's the next bike? One of those jet bikes?
I probably
power
have
bikes?
My forever bike.
Okay.
You know, if I were to replace it, it would just be another version of the one I have. Because it's big enough. It can carry all my shit and my wife's comfortable.
Is that the main thing? Is you want to carry two people and 100
pounds
of camping
stuff.
Shit?
Yep, that's the deal.
And so the plan is when you retire, you just bike around the country and yeah, that'd be good.
But 2025, we're going to Alaska on it.
Oh, man. Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of everything we're doing is kind of building up because that's like a month long trip. So.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually ate shit on a bike?
No, never. Well, like, BMX. I've wrecked with.
Well, I mean, like a motor.
Yeah, I never went down on a motorcycle. No.
Turns out, guys, Alaska seems like it's close. Like, you look at the map, and you're like, it's just right there.
It's usually floating off in the ocean.
Yeah, I'll say it's right next to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's down here. It's about twice as big as Hawaii.
Yeah, and it's just a few, like 50 miles off the coast of California.
Yeah, exactly.
But man, it's like 2,500 miles up there.
Well, you got to drive around that big square.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Jump over that.
If you have any DUIs or anything, I'm not calling you out here, or any drinking problems, they don't let you go into Canada, right?
Really?
That can't be true.
That can't be true.
There was
Canadians love drinking.
My aunt had a friend who was moving to.
Wait, isn't your Canadian Rob lives up there?
Well.
Or Canadian John.
Oh, fuck. Are you saying for sure he's got DUIs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you live there, if you're a citizen, you
they're
can drink all you want.
Is he got talking a DUI about going
driving on ketamine?
Well, I live here. Yeah, I can drink when I drive if I want to.
Yeah. They don't have a ketamine problem.
Oh, I see.
It's just booze from America. Ketamine's fine.
Okay.
Driving while ketamined?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got the slang down.
My aunt's friend was moving to Alaska. He was a ne'er-do-well, like most of the people who live in Alaska.
Right.
And
everyone.
He drove from here up to the border, and they said, no, you can't come in. So he had to fly, and my aunt had to drive his truck to Alaska for him.
Hmm.
Really? Wow.
So...
That's
Keith,
crazy.
I know you're not speaking now, just assuming you're changing your plans.
I would make it in.
Okay, perfect.
That'd be unfortunate. Pack up the bike, ready to go, took a month off of work, and hit the border. No. Nope.
Sorry. Turn around.
You go, fine, I'll just drive around Canada.
Hey, Brooks, do you know any good roads to get around this border crossing?
Yeah, I'm looking at this weird squiggly road through the desert.
I went through Canada once. It's been, I don't know how many years ago now, probably 10 or 12 years ago. And when I went through, I was with a girlfriend at the time. We got pulled over. We stopped at the border. They made us drive off to the side, get out of the vehicle. We had to go sit in a little room, little white room with like a single light and one window as they were peering at us. And we were in there for probably close to about 2 hours as they went through my entire truck.
Wow.
Like with a fine-tooth comb looking for anything and everything and asked us. They didn't grill us necessarily, but they asked a lot of questions about drugs and alcohol and anything like that.
Yeah, you got it? You holding?
Yeah, really. You holding there? You got anything in your pocket we could have? But no, eventually they let us just go. And it was funny because when they realized that we weren't a threat, it was like, oh, hey, come on in and enjoy Canada. Have fun, you two.
Yeah. That was going into Canada?
Yeah, that was going into Canada.
Just fucking leave. Right? That's it. Welcome, but please leave.
Get the fuck out.
Leave.
Well, based on what you look like, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
They
made the right call.
Yeah.
You're only missing a turban and then.
And brown skin.
Brown skin. You got a third of what they're looking for.
This is very true.
So I got stopped leaving Canada. Same thing. I was driving.
America got lies.
But I don't blame them. Because I went on a road trip like Keith does on his motorcycle, but just by myself in a car. And I took out the passenger seat and built a platform. So it was really suspicious.
Yeah.
And, you know, tied all my drugs underneath there.
Yeah,
I was
sure. Yeah.
Bringing across the border. And I would just pull over and roll over into my bed and sleep there. But coming back, it was a diesel. It was an 82 diesel Jetta. And that thing smoked like fucking crazy. And they searched my car for 2 hours in this garage.
And do they hear,
let us out, mister, please, let us out. I miss my hobby.
We're not looking for that.
No, I sent
as long
that.
As there's no fresh fruit, we're good.
No, I'm pretty sure drugs don't talk. Move on.
I sent that kid walking through around the border. I picked him up 10 miles down the road. No, but after 2 hours... I'd been in my car for a week or whatever, 5 days, just eating.
Like, it smells like dry jizz in here.
Right? Beef jerky and gross washcloths.
There was just like fucking fast food bags everywhere. This was back in the days of portable DVD players, like the little flip up.
Oh, yeah.
I had lost it at some point in my travels, and they pulled everything out of my car and just set it on the ground. and like unscrewed that platform, took it all apart, and I was like, oh sweet, hey, my DVD player. I was just like perfectly cool, like not even mad at him. And then I started up and it was like black smoke. I'm in a garage, black smoke. And then I'm just sitting there like just vroom, 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 vroom for like 2 minutes. And then he opens up the door and I back out and just they're all coughing in there. It was great.
A little late for the smoke screen getaway at that point.
Well, I'm curious. Like, I'm worried about that because I pack my bike so particularly, especially for such a long trip. Like, did they make you pick up your own shit?
Yeah, I think you have to put it all back.
And it's like, fuck, you know, that's hours, you know, of dialing it.
That
in,
was it.
You know?
Like, it was all on the ground, and I sat there for 45 minutes just nicely clearing out all my garbage from the trip.
You're like, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. I was like,
you
oh,
got
nice.
A vacuum?
Yeah.
You got a lot sweet. Of French fries I can't reach.
No, I've heard that before. If you, like, go to Mexico and they take apart your car, like, pull your panels off, that's on you to put it back together.
Yeah.
They ain't going to fix it. It's not their problem.
If they catch anything with the mirror underneath and it's worth it for them to pull you off, yeah, anything they do, you're stuck with
it. It's your ass.
I have a concealed carry permit, and I always heard that that's just like an instant search.
We're going to search you.
Yeah, so I'm expecting to just be handled a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to go into it.
The last time I was, I haven't been to Canada since my honeymoon some, you know, tons of years ago. And you just needed a birth certificate then to get over there, but now.
Yeah, we just needed a license to get across at that point, and now I think it's changed. I'm sure there's
shit. Can you even go in anymore right now?
I probably couldn't. I probably don't have. Oh well, no. Well, technically, we can't. COVID. No,
I mean because of the pandemic.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us go through anyway.
Yeah,
it's a good thing our trip isn't this year.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, you got a few years for all this to clear.
You know, if they shut it down again, we're going to Idaho in 3 weeks. Is our week-long Idaho trip.
COVID's not in Idaho yet.
Yeah, they don't have
I mean, if they shut it, we're going anyway. I mean, we've all just kind of made that commitment that we're just still doing it.
Just kicking down walls. Fuck you!
No, like, they'll close all the campgrounds and we'll be fucking sleeping on the side of the road and that stupid thing, but, like, we're still going.
Can they shut down, like, Forest Service land? I guess so.
Well, prior, it was, like, open camping and, like, you know, BLM land was okay. Yeah. Just no state parks or anything like that.
I don't think they can shut down like BLM National Forest. They can say it's like no fires, but they can't shut it down access wise. I don't think. Yeah.
But like we can only go so far off the beaten path.
Yeah, I get you.
So
is anybody confused with BLM, Bureau of Land Management and Black Lives Matter?
Oh yeah, that threw me a few times
because I was like, oh, we're entering
happens
BLM
all the time.
Land.
The context is quite different.
Yeah,
so it's pretty easy to tell what people are talking about.
Like those guys, the Yihadist. What are they called?
Vanilla ISIS. Yeah,
Vanilla ISIS. Yeah. When they were fighting the BLM down, or were they? They were against it back then.
I think so. Yeah,
they didn't have to change their signs for being against the new Black Lives. I mean BLM.
Yeah, they just keep the same thing.
The same signs.
Yeah.
What are the Vanilla ISIS? I don't know.
What was that? That
here in Oregon, people. We did an episode about it here on Some Kind of Show. What was it? Bobby, you're the one that brought it up on the show.
Longhorn National Forest.
Oh, those guys. Yeah.
Longhorn National Wildlife Reserve.
Yeah. Wasn't that dude from Arizona anyway? He wasn't even Oregon.
Probably, yeah. It was like, we want our cows to graze everywhere. Well, they can't. Well, then fuck you. You know,
yeah. We want to make national news, but nobody cares about Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go somewhere. That matters.
Yeah, and everyone gives a shit about Malheur County.
Yeah.
There's
it's close.
2,000 people who live there, you know, or whatever.
That many?
Yeah, it's fucking nothing.
Oregon's a good place to make a scene, though, right?
Yeah. So, John, it's time for our first bit.
Oh, all right. So, we have a new quest. We're trying to figure out what's wrong with Brooks.
Oh,
what's
God.
Brooks's deal?
Yeah, so, Brooks, what's your deal? Let's see.
I got some things. I'm not so sure myself. One of these is going to hit me, and I'm going to be like, ooh.
He just keeps scrolling.
Too real.
There's a few possibilities that he's already come up with.
Yeah. We have a few maybes already. And feel free to chime in, guys.
If this is your deal, write in the show, basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
PO Box,
this is generally diagnosed in adolescence, but we'll let this one slide.
Well, he's almost there.
So I'm going to list a couple.
All right. I'm here. I'm ready.
Behaviors, and you tell me yay or nay. Are you a bully or threatening other people and intimidate them?
Depends on who you talk to.
Do you delight in being cruel and mean to others?
I used to be.
This is fast. We got a lot.
I used to be.
Have you ever been in a fist fight? A physical fight?
Look at me, man.
All right.
Most people are scared of me because I'm so giant.
So, yeah, yes or no? Yeah or nay?
Yes. Oh, fuck.
Used a weapon that would cause serious harm to others?
Yeah, I threw a railroad spike at my brother one time.
Okay. Are you cruel to animals?
No.
You steal from people?
Maybe. Not all. Yeah, this should have been. Fuck. You say this is diagnosed in adolescence?
Generally, yes.
What happens when you grow up?
You actually have, generally you have another problem.
We call them serial killers.
You start a podcast and...
Yeah, right. It's called podcast disorder. Anyway, it's called conduct disorder, and it refers to a group of repetitive and persistent behavioral and emotional problems in youngsters.
I think as a youngster, I had this disorder.
Children and adolescents generally have great difficulty following rules.
Oh, fuck.
Respecting others, showing empathy, and behaving in a socially acceptable way.
Oh.
Were you a bad kid growing up?
I was a shit apple.
All right. All right. We'll put you on yes
for this one. Well, that was in my youth.
So people who don't follow rules, don't fit into social norms, have conduct disorder.
Fuck rules, man.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So yes.
It's easier, but I learned in my adulthood that it's easier to follow rules. It's easier, Bob.
Yeah, often stays
Bob, you
out
hear me?
Runs yes, yes, sir.
You ever run away from home? That's a sign.
No, I was too lazy to run away.
Chicken shit?
They had a Nintendo.
I'm leaving later.
They had a Nintendo at my home. Why would I run away from that?
I didn't run. I more walked.
And Cheetos.
Maybe you just have a hint of this.
Okay.
A little bit.
Just a soupçon?
You probably just described everybody in the basement.
Except for John.
I'm a big rule follower. I would have never driven off the road. I'd be like, I guess I'd just sit here and wait for the fire to burn out. Yeah, I have a hard time with that. Like, famously, we were at Home Depot buying something a long time ago, and Brooks will grab a soda out of the container and open it and drink it while he's waiting.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot tolerate it. I was like, no.
And you know, we're going to get in trouble. You know, if you finish it before you're done with the store, it's just...
You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. Put it back. Them's the rules, right?
Those are the
rules.
That's
what my mom told me growing up.
Or eat a whole donut before you check out.
I mean, you get your bag with three donuts and you show up to the register with one donut.
Yeah.
If your mouth's too full of donut to accidentally say that you had three, what a shame.
The guy looks at you and he goes, you probably ate like four or five donuts, right?
So he's like, no. Yeah, he's always overcharging me.
Got a belly full of donut, don't you?
look at this fat kid.
Look at all that. The downside of beard. Look at that. There's all this evidence.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yesterday I found about 2 hours after... I just shaved.
Ooh, ketchup.
I just shaved last night, but yesterday I found about 2 hours after about a third of a Dorito in my beard, just right there.
See, you say evidence, I say late afternoon snack.
Okay. Maybe both. Well, you don't go around sneaking and eating Doritos when your wife thinks, you know, it's dinner time. It's coming up on dinner time. I can ruin my own dinner. I'm an adult now.
And if she gives me permission, I will.
Unless she sees that.
Yeah.
That Dorito in there. Dang it. What was that?
All right. So we have 42 great questions. How many is it, Brooks? 49?
Super Fan Tanya sent us in 49.
49 great questions.
Great questions.
Super Fan Tanya, also known as my wife. And these are questions for everybody.
She's forced to be a super fan.
She sent me two. You want to do both or one right now and one later?
We could do one right now.
Okay.
And we'll get in on their show.
All right, yeah.
We'll sneak it in before the quiz.
So.
Outshine that quiz.
Aliens have been watching us. What is something that they would think is really weird about our species?
Birthdays.
Birthdays, huh?
Birthdays.
Why birthdays?
Well, imagine explaining that when the Earth goes around the sun... At a certain point, it meets at the same spot again. Everybody takes a bunch of ingredients, makes a sweet item, sets it on fire, and forces a person to blow out all the candles before giving it to everybody else.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think looking at a...
You're right. That is weird.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah. See? That's odd. From an outsider's perspective, that would look very weird.
Are you 1 year old or is it your first birthday?
And then a bunch of people yelling at them.
Figure it out.
Yelling at them in harmonization. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Did you just have a birthday? Is that what you're thinking about it?
No, it just, to me, that just seems weird.
Yeah, it is strange.
That was his subtle way of dropping a hint. Hey, hey fuckers, guess what you missed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Where are my presents?
Are we going to do that anymore? Blowing on cakes and stuff?
Actually,
good point.
My mother-in-law just had a birthday, and we did the same thing. We were talking about
with
getting
masks
candles.
On.
No, well, yeah, we went out.
Can't
we
get
this is taking forever.
We were outside. We were all far apart. It was the same thing. It was like, let's get candles. No, we don't want to be blowing on. No.
Good point.
So
you could have a fan and just fan out the fan.
That's what we almost. My wife almost got her little fan so she could do that. Just that.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Well, she's.
Yeah. Your wife's pretty lame, is that what you're going to say?
She's a girl, so it's kind of the feminine thing. Like, ooh, hit a fan, and this is for her mother, my mother-in-law.
Right.
So it would be a fun thing.
Us like, men would get a leaf blower.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Start up that leaf blower. Yeah.
Cake's here.
Some two-stroke oil on there.
Yeah, there you go. I think every time I eat cottage cheese, I think, what a weird fucking thing to eat. It's like rotten cow's milk with chunks, and I'm like, delicious. Mm-hmm.
I don't eat it often enough.
Yeah. Man. I like it.
I love it.
If people are like, that's fucking gross, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
You're right.
You're right, but I like it. Or just cheese in general is kind of strange.
Well, we just take these cows. What's for their babies?
Yeah.
We squeeze it out of them. We snuff out their babies. We just choke them.
Yep.
So that milk is for us.
Right. Yeah. Not for you, baby cows.
And then we take that milk and we put it somewhere to turn into cheese. Right? Is that how cheese works?
Yeah, I believe
and
so.
Pretty much.
Throw half of it away, right?
Yeah. Notoriously, I never answer these questions.
Right, yeah.
Why is this?
Because he gets off on a tangent. Yeah, what's something weird about humanity, Brooks? Bobby, Keith?
It's hard to say what the aliens are into, you know? Maybe it's all just fucking normal.
Well, what's something you think of is very strange?
I think, you know, the gender stuff's hard to get a grasp on, I think.
What do you mean?
In this day. Just how many there are, right? You know, the gender norms and all that stuff could be confusing to somebody that's not in that world.
Yeah. If you're not woke.
Or would it be easier if you're talking to aliens and they don't know?
And they don't know.
They just tell them?
That's what I mean. So we don't really know what the aliens are into, so it's hard to say.
Maybe they're way beyond us.
Well, I would hope if they're
aliens.
They got
they're
here and they're observing us.
Yeah, they probably are.
They got the upper hand.
They don't have, like, steam-powered spaceships they're getting here on, you know.
They have their own planet. They pump oil out of the ground to put into their spaceships to
get
here.
They're on diesel still.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Yeah, the aliens are in like the dark ages or like the bronze era.
Like, how the fuck did you get here?
These humans are stupid, but they're so advanced.
The gender stuff for me is funny with I have little kids, you know, and my daughter said the other day my wife was gonna drive the van. The minivan, because she gets really carsick. And she goes, no, that's the daddy seat and the passenger is the mommy seat. I was like, where the fuck did you pick this up? It's like, mom can drive the fucking van. And it's just interesting that
She was right, though, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You pushed your wife.
Yeah,
there.
I was like, how dare you? You don't get a drive.
This is the daddy seat.
But it's a lot more obvious when you're, you know, raising another person. And you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of a weird gender thing where this is for boys and that's for girls because you kind of encounter all that stuff. When you're just an adult by yourself, you don't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
Or I don't.
I've come to a point in my life where somebody tells me something, I'm like, yeah, that sounds right. Okay, I'll do that from now on. Anything that isn't involve me, like, hey, call me this from now on. Like, I have a cousin whose kid changed her name to something else, and instead of being like, why'd they do that?
Yeah.
I'm still going to call them this. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Call you just fucking do it.
Name.
Yeah.
I don't
give
a
shit.
What
does it matter? Yeah.
I think a lot of people have problems with changing their thinking. You know, a lot of people have very rigid mindsets, and that's generally a problem where you're like, okay, you know, we're all going to wear masks now. And people are like, it's different, and I can't handle that. And, you know, us woke and considerate folk are like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Also,
like, I'll roll with this vacation.
Also, I'm a tall white male who is giving it up to anybody else that wants to take charge.
Right.
So, like, anybody else, you want to do this? I'll step back. It's on you now.
Oh, okay.
Once they lead. Yeah.
I'm a follower. I used to have that major conduct disorder.
And you got rid of it.
I got rid of it. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll do whatever you tell me. Okay. Oh, fuck it.
You've been cured.
As long as I can
cured.
As long as I can eat as much candy as I want.
The occasional Dorito.
The Doritos,
beer,
yeah.
Beer Dorito.
Throw him a bag of Doritos. He'll be fine.
Actually, I got one for the thing about aliens. So imagine trying to explain to an alien. Let's say you get past the sex part, showing what sex is between two people.
Yeah.
And then you say, now, here's the thing is, myself and this person here, we consent to do so. We both say yes, we engage in sex, perfectly legal. Now, if I hand this person money and they charge me for it and I give them some kind of remuneration, it becomes illegal.
Yeah.
Now, if I do the same thing, but we put a video camera in front of us and then that's we sell legal. That, it becomes legal again.
Right.
And just watching their heads try to wrap
Wait
around
a minute,
how
huh?
that works.
How does that work? Yeah. Sex work is really funny.
Yeah. You know?
I think aliens would immediately realize how terrible the government is.
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah.
They'd figure that out.
That's pretty easy to figure out.
A lot quicker than most of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, two lions having sex on TV is educational. The minute it's two people, it's weird and pervy and gross, and you can't do it until it's like HBO After Hours.
Yeah. Or just like a good easy example is male nipples are okay, female nipples are not. Well, why? Who cares?
I've seen the thing on Facebook.
They're way sexier than ours.
Well, that's true. Right,
so speak for yourself. Check these out.
Have you seen female nipples?
What is it on Facebook? It was popping around for they. It was a nipple and everything else was blurred out, and it was just a nipple and popping it over. And it's like, well, now what are you going to do? You don't know whether it's a male or female.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah. Or people who are transitioning too.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
When at what point is that
what
now
point
a female
do
nipple?
Those nipples become sexy, John?
Yeah.
Is what you're asking?
Yeah.
When the hair goes away.
Is that right? What if I'm into hairy lady nipples, huh?
Yeah.
You don't know me.
Then maybe the aliens are watching you.
don't kink shame me.
Oh yeah, we don't kink shame on Basement Buddies. Yeah. Unlike you fucks.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
We totally kink shame.
Constantly.
Yeah, Bobby's dating trannies, man.
Yeah. It's one time.
One time.
It was one time.
You suck one dick and suddenly...
Yeah. You're the guy who sucks dicks.
So you build 20 bridges? Do they call you the bridge builder?
No.
No.
You're Mark the cocksucker.
That went down.
So my wife and I were going to sleep last night. And
it what were
been,
you wearing?
I was wearing... What was I wearing? Nothing. Nothing at all. I just gotten out of my new fresh inflatable hot tub.
Nice.
Dried off.
Yeah, this motherfucker's got a hot tub. I don't know if you guys know.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Did
right
you
now.
Say it was inflatable?
Yeah.
It's inflatable, man.
Is that a hot tub?
Are those pretty good?
They're sweet.
Yeah, okay.
It's fucking sweet.
And it's, well, there's a reason they're sold out everywhere right now. They're like $400. And
no, they're way more than that.
Well, now
they're scarce.
Now they're artificially inflated up to like... $1,000
inflated because it's a
it's like a Coleman brand.
It's the exact same. Yeah, it's the Coleman brand inflatable hot tub. I picked it up off Craigslist for $150 before
it got crazy.
Before it got crazy, I think I could probably.
You might have started the trend.
I'll give you $200 for it right now.
Oh no, it's worth.
I'm still a little confused about the idea of an inflatable hot tub.
Well, you've seen inflatable pools, yeah?
I have.
It's
a
little more durable. And
thank you.
The water's hot.
See, that makes a lot better.
It's made out of the same stuff like rafts are made out of.
Yeah,
and it's about a foot thick, like the part It's 6 foot across. The walls are a foot thick, blown up. And then it's got this little heat pump thing and bubbler that just circulates the air around.
It's not part of the pool. It sits off to the side.
Okay.
And then it's got a full-on inflatable lid that sits on top. But it keeps it at 104, and I'm just out in that thing for... I spend way too much time in that hot tub.
I know you brag about it every fucking week. I see you.
I won't stop.
I'm not sure if I'd trust it, to be honest, because I've been in.
You're just trying to get over to my house,
Dan,
aren't
Skippy.
You?
But no, like
clothing
I've been
optional.
It
doesn't matter. I'm going naked anyway.
When the sun goes down.
But I've been in an inflatable pool, and I know they're not great. So I'm just I'm transferring that image and idea into.
Yeah, but the same antics in a pool don't happen in a hot. You just sit there, man.
Yeah,
and you just cook, right?
Yeah, I guess. Until the sun goes down.
But I think our idea.
So it sounds like a bath with extra steps.
And yeah,
yes,
yeah, outside
bath.
It's an outside bath. That's all it is. My bath. It like most like we're all large people, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else have a bath that just like cuts off and you're Your nipples don't get covered, John.
Oh, it's the fucking worst. It's fucking I can worst. Sit in there and like my I can't get lower body is warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my chest and back is freezing.
No, I can't even get in our tub. I don't do baths because we do not have one it large enough for me to get into. Yeah.
So it's got like a filter and pump mm-hmm. and shit. You got like a little chlorine floaty in it?
No, I checked the chemicals. I've become a scientist over the last 2.5 months. And I'm out there
40% jism.
Scoop it out with the net.
pH level okay? Chlorine level okay? Jizz level way too high. Better
put some anti-jizz powders in there.
We got to put a tablespoon of anti-jizz in there.
Right.
Clean out those filters.
Don't eat it. Trust me.
But, man, I'm loving it. And what are we going off this hot tub?
You were going to bed last night.
Oh,
I just got out of the hot tub.
Just got out of the hot tub naked. And I'm laying in bed. And my wife is like 90% asleep. And I do a lot of thinking right before I fall asleep. And I was like, we have a king size bed. It used to be like our kids would sleep in bed with us until they've outgrown it. But now they've outgrown it. And I'm reaching side to side and I got like 2 feet on each side of me or whatever. And she's over there. And I'm like,
in the back 40.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jamie, this is like, she's 90% of that one. Jamie, I was just thinking about something. What if we got like 2 full-size beds and got a bunk bed in here?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
So you don't have to sleep next to your wife anymore?
Well, then we'd have way more.
Sleep under her.
It made me. I'm on top.
Top bunk.
Come on. But I'm like,
dibs.
Dibs. I'm like,
and you'd have a lot more room for activity.
My bedroom. That's it.
A Step Brothers quote.
And then I remembered it's from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
This hit me at 10 o'clock at night last night while sleeping.
So you think of your
this
life
was
as a
horrible idea.
Yeah.
But what's the deal? Is it just a negative stigma from the 50s of man and wife having separate beds? I mean,
there wasn't a stigma. They did that because television wouldn't allow it. Like in real Lucy life, they actually had one bed they slept in. They didn't sleep in 2 separate
but
beds.
But I've known several older couples who literally have had
older
separate
beds. Yeah,
they're not fucking anymore.
Yeah. Right?
But even when they were still fucking, but just sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Like having separate beds, having your own bedrooms. Like, you'd still fucking want to reach
But it's always older. Like, I knew an older couple that had literally separate bedrooms when they reached a certain age. But I'm talking about in your prime when you're in your late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah,
that might
be a little weird. But, like, anything after 50, I don't know. That might be
anything after 50, because that's really old.
Am I out of my
prime? Do I have to stop fucking when I'm 50?
Am I out of my prime now?
Yeah, that's how that works.
I think so.
That's what I heard Bobby say.
Wait, what? I figured, but no, at 50 you can still fuck, but then you can go into your own room and eat Doritos in your bed like Brooks.
That does sound pretty nice. I think once the kids move out of the house, you're like, well, shit, I got this extra bedroom. I might as well sleep over there.
That is what happened with my parents. My dad has his own bedroom
Your
now.
Dad lives in his own house.
He has his own house down at the
coast. He lives down at the coast.
Down at the hinterlands of Oregon. But yeah, now he's got his own bedroom. Maybe I just I love my wife too much.
Yeah,
dang it.
Wait till you stop loving her so much.
Then I'll bring it up again.
Give it 20 minutes.
She was not happy at the time that I brought that. What do you mean? You don't want to sleep in bed with me? I didn't know how she could go from 0 to 60 almost asleep to upset
to rage. Yeah,
that's how that went.
You're just that good.
You do have a knack for it.
Is that in one of your questions for what's wrong with him?
Yeah, I'll put that down.
Do you want your own bedroom?
Yeah, Doritos. She doesn't like. I was eating Doritos in bed earlier.
Yeah.
That's where the Dorito in my beard came from. And she was like watching whenever some of the chips would fall into the bed.
Just dying inside.
And she's like,
what the fuck are you doing?
She's like, what are you doing?
Were you in a hotel or is this at home?
This was at home.
Yeah, you fucking savage. Don't eat in your bed.
I was going to say, who actually eats in the... Okay, so really quick, honestly, who eats in their bed?
I never.
So Brooks and Bobby raise their hands. You guys eat in your bed?
Not like consistently.
Do you eat on the fucking toilet while you're taking a shit?
Yes.
Having a sandwich?
Fuck you, John.
Gross, man.
Negative stigma against toilet
eating. Eat on the
eating.
Couch in front of the TV like an American.
Like a fucking American.
Or over the sink so you don't have to wipe.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me to your basement to record a podcast for me.
Well, yeah, it's fun to be in a new basement.
Yeah.
And hang out with some new buddies. Well, not new, but
Tour of Portland.
Right, yeah. We're coming around to everyone's basement.
They say, hit all of them. I'll notify the neighbors.
All right.
Invited or not, somebody's just going to wake up and hear people chatting in their basement.
What the hell?
Hey, Steve, what? I think there's some podcasters down in our basement. We sprayed for him last month.
Yeah, right. I'll chase him off. Get the broom.
All right, nice. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.